Trinadapi Sunichena Charadiva Sahishnuna Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadahari. I chant this mantra before every preaching engagement because it puts me in the proper mood.
Yo canto este mantra antes de cada encuentro de predica porque me predispone en el humor adecuado.
Then I chant the mantra by which I live by.
Luego yo canto el mantra por el cual yo vivo.
Haren nama, haren nama, haren namai bekevalam, kalau nastyeva, 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 gatir anyata. We are living in the age of Kali.
Estamos viviendo en la era de Kali.
The age of quarrel and hypocrisy.
La era de riña e hipocresía.
According to the Vedas, there is only one authorized, recommended process of religion in this age.
Hay solo un proceso autorizado y recomendado como religión para esta era.
And it's not Hinduism.
Y no es el hinduismo.
It is the chanting of the holy name of God.
Es el canto del santo nombre de Dios.
And three times it says there is no other way.
Y tres veces dice que no hay otra manera.
I live by this mantra.
Yo vivo por este mantra.
Now I want to make a comment about the devotee who chanted the kirtan.
Ahora quiero hacer un comentario sobre el devoto que cantó el kirtan.
By the sound of his kirtan, I can see that he likes to chant.
Por el sonido de su kirtan, yo puedo apreciar que a él le gusta cantar.
I told someone earlier in the day,
yo le dije a alguien antes en este día,
that when you have attachment for chanting,
que cuando alguien tiene apego a cantar,
that's the first sign of spiritual advancement.
Ese es el primer signo de avance espiritual.
Similarly, if you have an attachment for hearing,
similarmente, si usted tiene un apego a escuchar,
that's another sign of advancement in spiritual life.
Ese es otro signo de avance en la vida espiritual.
Tonight, I'm going to do one of my favorite songs.
Esta noche yo haré una de mis canciones favoritas.
Prabhupada recorded this song several times.
Prabhupada grabó esta canción muchas veces.
So, we're going to take it verse by verse.
Así que vamos a ir revisándola verso a verso.
And I will explain as we go along.
Y vamos a explicarla mientras nos adelantamos en ella.
If you are ready to proceed,
si ustedes están listos para continuar,
and you have turned off all your cell phones,
y ustedes han apagado todos sus celulares,
we shall begin.
Empezaremos.
And we first of all need permission from the mistress of the house, Sammohini.
Y antes debemos pedirle permiso a la anfitriona.
So, no drum, no cartels, I will sing a cappella. Bajahure mana Srinandanandana Abhay charanara Vindare. Bajahure mana Srinandanandana Abhaya Charanara Vindare. I have sung this song hundreds of times.
Yo cantado esta canción cientos de veces.
Every year I do a lecture on this song somewhere.
Todos los años hago una clase sobre esta canción en algún lugar.
Last year I did it in Guadalajara, Mexico.
El año pasado la hice en Guadalajara, México.
For the Sunday feast lecture.
Para la fiesta de domingo.
So this year I'm doing it in this house.
Entonces este año la estoy haciendo en esta casa.
But the person who it's for is not here.
Pero la persona para quien está dedicada no está aquí.
So Bajahure Mana means the author of this song is talking to his mind.
Entonces, Bajahure Mana significa que el autor de esta canción le habla a su mente.
We learn from the Bhagavad Gita how powerful is the mind.
Aprendemos del Bhagavad Gita cuán poderosa es la mente.
Krishna says in the sixth chapter that your mind can be your friend or your enemy.
Krishna dice en el capítulo 6 de que tu mente puede ser tu amigo o enemiga.
So I was just talking and he has arrived. Very good. We were just talking about you.
A lot of traffic.
Sorry. Yes. Now you get Shalini, give him his. All right. You got your spot?
Thank you.
Good. This class is dedicated to Lakshman Laveen Magnani, my good longtime friend, who I love very much. Hey, what are you doing with the sheet? That's his sheet, Vikruti. All right. Krishna says in chapter 6, your mind can be your friend or your mind can be your enemy. If your mind is under control, it's your friend. If your mind is not controlled, it's your worst enemy. Lord Chaitanya begins his spiritual teachings with the mind. Cheto Darpana Marjanam, repite. Cleanse the mirror of the mind.
Limpiar el espejo de la mente.
That is the first step in spiritual life.
Ese es el primer paso en la vida espiritual.
In that same sixth chapter of Bhagavad Gita,
en ese mismo capítulo 6 del Bhagavad Gita,
after Arjuna hears a summary of the yoga system,
después que Arjuna escucha un resumen del capítulo 6,
Arjuna says that he cannot do yoga.
Arjuna dice que él no puede hacer yoga.
Because he has heard from Krishna that he has to control his mind.
Porque él ha escuchado de Krishna que él debe controlar su mente.
But Arjuna says, my mind is too powerful.
Pero Arjuna dice, mi mente es muy poderosa.
My mind is disturbed.
Mi mente está perturbada.
The mind is always flickering.
Mi mente está siempre vacilante.
Obstinate and very strong. So this is something that people who are practicing yoga should take note of. That someone like Arjuna was incapable of practicing yoga. So people who are practicing yoga now must think they're more advanced than Arjuna. Arjuna rejected it. However, Krishna's response to
Arjuna,
he agreed with him that the mind is very difficult to control. But Krishna did not excuse him.
Pero Krishna no lo excusó.
He said the mind can be controlled.
Él dijo, la mente puede ser controlada
by the proper method.
Por el apropiado método.
And constant practice.
Y la práctica constante.
You have to work at it every day.
Tienes que trabajar en ella todos los días.
Therefore, Lord Chaitanya recommends every day we chant the Hare Krishna mantra on our beads.
Por lo tanto, el Señor Chaitanya recomienda que cantemos el Maha Mantra en nuestras cuentas.
This is the best way to control the mind.
Esta es la mejor manera de controlar nuestra mente.
Then you can make your mind your best friend.
Luego usted puede hacer su mente su mejor amigo.
It is a practice. And you have to do it every day. So, the author of this song is talking to his mind. He's saying, Bhaja. He wants his mind to be engaged in the service of Sri Nanda Nandana.
quiere que su mente se ocupe al servicio de Sri Nandanandana.
Sri Nandanandana can only be one person.
Sri Nandanandana solo puede ser una persona.
It cannot be Ganesh.
No puede ser
Ganesh. It cannot be Durga.
No puede ser Durga.
Cannot be Shiva.
No puede ser Shiva.
Sri Nandanandana is Krishna.
Sri
Nandanandana is the speaker of Bhagavad Gita.
Sri Nandanandana is el comentarista del Bhagavad Gita.
So, he's telling his mind, you should serve the lotus feet of Krishna.
Entonces está diciendo a su mente, usted debe adorar los pies de Krishna.
Some people translate the word bhaja to mean worship. But that is the general translation. The real meaning of the word bhaja means to serve. When you serve, you automatically worship. Service is the most congenial type of worship. In the final verse of this song,
en el último verso de esta canción,
the author will explain how to serve Krishna in 9 ways.
El autor explicará cómo servir a Krishna de 9 maneras.
Now, the author is talking to his mind.
Ahora, el autor le está hablando a su mente.
So when you tell somebody to do something, you have to make it so that they will accept it. So you have to offer somebody a benefit of why they should do what you do. So he's making a bargaining with his mind. He's making a deal with his own mind.
Está haciendo un trato con su propia mente.
That if you serve Krishna,
que si tú sirves a Krishna,
we will become abhay.
Nos volveremos abhay.
Fearless.
Sin temor.
Everybody in this material world is full of fear.
Todos aquí en el mundo material están llenos de temor.
It comes along with a material body.
Viene junto con el cuerpo material.
Nobody can say, I have no worries.
Nadie puede decir que no tengo preocupaciones.
The only person who can say, I have no worries,
la única persona que puede decir que no tengo preocupaciones,
is somebody who is self-realized.
Es alguien que está autorrealizado.
But grihastas are full of worries.
Pero grihastas están llenos de ansiedades.
That's what it means to be a grihasta. You worry about your husband, your wife, your children, your job, your bank balance, your health, your family's health, the future. So many worries as soon as you become householder. More children, more worries.
Más niños, más preocupaciones.
More business, more worries.
Más negocios, más preocupaciones.
So, to become fearless, the solution...